And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just the Silver Sun Pickups. That's their track, Panic Switch. The funny story about that, the Silver Sun Pickups were playing at a festival in Toronto over the summer, and I quite wanted to go because they're really good. But the ticket to the festival was very expensive because Billy Talent was headlining. So I didn't go, because I didn't want to waste my money to see Billy Talent, which was really unfortunate, because I would have wanted to see some of the other acts at that festival. But no, because there's no way I'm going to do that. I am no longer 14 anymore. Well, hopefully. But anyway, that's my little rant. Don't worry, there's more to come. First track I'm going to play, band called Basement. I don't know, play on words. Basement Express, dude from Calgary, or couple of people from Calgary, I don't know. Probably one guy in his basement with a laptop. Off their album, The Drones of 2100, and this is the track Dramatech. We'll be right back.
giant's fingers close from the hills to the emptiness beneath, to the depths of the mere morning light, midwinter sun, underneath the river sun. In a place where the river banks draw close, it's cool to make me light and air, a heart down deep to find. Engines work to pull the water back to the edge of the up to the heights of the river at flood tide. Engines fail, lost to the water, they're silence falls. This man will walk into dark. To the unsounded depths of the heading, out into the fifth circle of hell, with no light to lead him home. Man is all alone at the end. This man will walk into we'll be right back.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Listen up, fellow students, readers, and patrons of the UBC Bookstore. This upcoming November 27th, our beloved bookstore is hosting their very own Res Night for all UBC students. They'll be treating you to a night of free snacks to keep that brain fed, gaming, music courtesy of DJ Ochre, and need I mention, crazy discounts on books and supplies. Watch me be there stacking up on pencil cases. We're kicking the night off at 5 p.m., and for more info, check out the website at bookstore.ubc.ca.
Alrighty, so that first track that we listened to a whole like 10 minutes ago by Basement Express, two guys from Calgary, that was off their 2011 album. Doesn't look like they've released a hell of a lot more. So it's two dudes, two brothers. So, I was kind of close. I can guarantee you they're in their basement. And except it's not one dude, it's two. That's about it. Also, both their initials are CC. It's just weird. I think their parents have something with C. Either way, nonetheless, beyond that. Then I played a band called Big Big Train. It's not just a big train, a really big train. These guys started in 1990. English prog rock. One of their first few albums was co-produced by Martin Orford, who's from IQ, another awesome band. So these guys have been releasing a bunch of stuff, and this was off their album English Electric Part 1, which was just recently released, and the track we listened to was called English Electric Part 1. For those who are curious, English Electric Part 2 is in the making and is due to be released sometime in 2013. So don't worry about it. There's going to be a Part 2. It's not like one of those bands that puts out a Part 1 and then never puts out a Part 2. Or like a track that has Part 1 and never Part 2. Kind of annoying. I can't think of any examples off the top of my head, but I'm sure they're out there. Yes, so that was that. I think we're moving on, well, back to Calgary. Another decent band? Another good band? I don't know. Another band from Calgary. A little bit more ambient-ish? I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It's quite good. It's a little bit more mathy. Most certainly more mathy. A little bit slower. This is Ghosts of the Land. A bushel of intricacies. Not a barrel of it, a bushel of intricacies. Imagine that. What is an intricacy, and then put a bunch of them in a bushel? I've got images of apples. I don't know why. Maybe just bushel. Intricate apples? Alright, I'm gonna shut up. This track is way better than that rant.
We'll be right back.
All right, and that was Ghosts of the Land from Calgary, their self-titled album, so it's called Ghosts of the Land, and this is their, that was their track, well, I guess it still is their track, Bushel of Intricacies. Again, all I can, whenever I hear bushel, I just think of like a bushel of apples, and then they're just fancily decorated or carved, and that's where I get intricacy. God, it's not very helpful. But for those who might have more richer imagery, I wonder if that track connected. Maybe not. Doesn't really matter. It's in the past now. All right, moving on. Oh, dear. All right, so the next band I have is a Swedish band. They are from Sweden, where most Swedish people originated. They're called Poker Face. Try Googling Poker Face. They are not the first thing to come up. Actually, there's a lot of Lady Gaga stuff that comes up. That, and every time I think of Poker Face, I think of Poke Her Face, and I think of this, like, unidentified woman just getting poked in the face. Not hard or anything, just, you know, this poker face, this gently, like, imperative, like, poke her face. But you know what? This is probably something that is only really, that only I think about, that I might think that's very common, but everyone's like, no, that's not what I think. You're just weird. Weird or odd or your mind's messed up. Anyway, so Poker Face, they just re-released a bunch of their stuff. This comes like this box set thing from all their stuff from 99 to 2007. Good stuff. There's not a hell of a lot of info on them. They're kind of psychedelic. This one dude, I'm going to try to pronounce his first name is Stefan. That's easy to pronounce. His last name is Heidevik. Yeah, that's not too bad. And he's just got like this solo record, his independent record label that he does called Hulk Records. And I guess like most of the stuff he releases is just compilations with other artists who, you know, are doing something similar in the scene that he's in, or whatnot. There's not a very, like, standard band lineup. Yeah, so that's really all I have. This little thing, this box set thing, came out in April 2012. And, yeah. Yeah, so I think, as their Bandcamp says, they're working on a new album. Don't know anything about it, but this is Poker Face. I'm also entertaining the idea that Lady Gaga is a huge Swedish psychedelic fan, and her track Poker Face, or whatever, is a direct reference to this band. I'm going to see how likely that is. I don't think it's terribly likely, but she, you know, it would be really cool if she was this, like, really big into, like, 70s Swedish psych. I would definitely give her, like, props for that if I had ever met her and we got onto the topic of psychedelic Swedish music from the 70s. But again, I'm going to shut up and play music. So this is Quicksand/Concrete by Poker Face. All right. I would like to remind everyone who doesn't know that... Cue radio voice. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, so that was The Approach. They are a Vancouver-based band who was around from 2002 to 2007-ish. This was off their first album, Wings of Monarchs, went out in 2004. This is before they got a lead singer. And this album is awesome. And then they got a lead singer. And then the album became less good. And that was their release, Safest Houses, in 2007. Not so good. They were like, oh, let's try to be like super-duper proggy, and let's get a really whiny-voiced lead singer. Not so much. But anyway, their first album, really good, and thoroughly recommend it. They're called The Approach. Again, no good to just Google Approach. You get definitions. It means to come near. Or be in the vicinity of. I don't know, something like that. I wonder what the dictionary definition of approach is. I'm going to find that out right now. So, this is the part of the show. Oh, okay. Approach, the verb. Come near or nearer to someone or something in distance. For example, the train approached the main line. Good. Good. Oh, it's also a noun, too. What a lovely word. What a lovely word. Anyway, that's about The Approach, both the band and the word. So this is the part of the show where I play something random that I've never heard before, and we're going to see, well, we're going to hear if it's any good or not. I decided to pick the band name Green Tree, because that seemed very nice. And, There's not much to say other than the album is called Back When They Were Good. And rather unfortunately, there are no trees on the CD. Like, no pictures of trees, no mention of trees. Nothing green, even. I'm a little hesitant. This is very up in the air. I was first drawn to it because it said Green Tree. And I like trees, right? So, like, why not? But anyway, we're going to see. This is the first track off the album called The Night. I have no idea what kind of music it is. All I know is that it is a band. They have 5 songs, and they would like to thank people. There's a special thanks section on it. Other than that, came in a CD case. Nothing much more to say. So we're gonna see. We're gonna see if it's good. So, yeah. Let's do that. This is The Night by Green Tree off the album Back When They Were Good.
Approval.
All right. So that was actually quite good. I quite like that. And that was Green Tree, The Night. They are from Vancouver. And they have five members. All of them seem to have dark hair except for one. And yeah, that's about it I really want to say about them. They play music, kind of poppy, punky, quickie stuff. I don't know. Definitely not my genre to describe. But random track from a random band that I've never heard of went successfully today. I'm very pleased with that. But that's okay. We are moving on to... What are we moving on to? Oh, yeah. This. Give me a second.
The question, what kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
On November 25th, the highly creative musical group of Somebodies That You All Should Know is coming to Vancouver. It is no other than the overnight sensation Walk Off the Earth, the fabulous indie quintet who will be gracing the stage at the Vogue Theater, joined by Miss Sella Sue. They will be performing a couple of their classic covers that shot them to fame, as well as songs from their new EP, Revo. So, get your tickets online at thevoguetheater.com, Union Events, the Vogue Box Office, or at Zulu Records. Doors open at 7, all ages welcome.
All right. So if you're around at 5 p.m. and interested in issues, you should tune in to The City. Plus, Andrew's a really nice guy. So, you know, you should do that. And then on the other hand, if that's not your thing, but that indie pop quintet Walk Off the Earth is, there you go, something for everybody. Whether you be concerned with real substantive issues or five people and a guitar... Or a whole slew of instruments, really. Although I'm pretty sure they have at least one guitar. Whatever you're into. If, on the other hand, you are into weird prog experimental music, sometimes called noise, sometimes just called weird experimental, and you get made fun of your friends by it a lot, I have a song for you. This is probably my last song. Well, definitely my last song. And you're like, wait... But there's 10 whole minutes. Huzzah, it's a 10-minute song, at least. this is a band called Crowback. Crowback, yeah. Their new album just released called Deep Waters. And this is the track Marching for the Freedom We Have Lost. A very depressing song title. But, you know, it's okay, because there's no lyrics. So it's not going to, you know, riff on those... depressing themes. It's just going to be straight up. Here's a depressing title that has very little to do with the track, but the track is cool. So I think with that, I will leave y'all for this week. And don't worry, I will come back next week and rant more, say things that don't make sense, and play hopefully awesome music. Although, to be honest, I really don't care what you think. Don't take it personally. Just, you know, sorry. No, I don't apologize for that. I really don't. But anyway, nonetheless, next up is Mind Voyage, hosted by Kevin. And it should be very fun. But anyway, this is Crowback off their album Deep Waters. And this is Marching for the Freedom We Have Lost. Again, I hope you like it, but I really don't care if you don't. And that's it. So you're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This has been Mantis Cabinet. Enjoy your week.